Oh, would you look at the time? It's time for Cliff May, the president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, is joining us. Cliff, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you. And,
Merry Christmas to you.
You've got an interesting week behind us now. Yesterday in the United Nations, 128 countries voted to call the president of the United States' decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem in Israel as null and void. And meanwhile, Nikki Haley says the U.S. is keeping a list. What do you make of yesterday's goings-on?
Well, a couple of things that I think are important to keep in mind. One, votes at the U.N. should never be confused with world opinion. Most of the diplomats who go to the U.N., who double park their cars in Manhattan, they sadly represent despotic regimes. And, of course, the General Assembly doesn't make international law. It doesn't have that power. It can have essentially tempered tantrums. If you look at the nations behind this, it included Syria that now has a half a million people dead. It is Yemen. About 7 million Yemenis are starving. Venezuela, oil-rich, but its people go through the garbage to get food. Myanmar, which is seriously persecuting and expelling its Muslim population. North Korea needs no introduction. And then the craven nations that went along with them because they were afraid either of their own Muslim populations or... Don't forget, there are 56 countries that self-identify as Muslim in an organization, a powerful organization called the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. They will all vote as a bloc in all cases. Nobody dares to do anything else. But they are spitting in the U.S. eye, and because they are doing that, Nikki Haley's right to say, we're going to take names, and some of you... You may pay a price for this.
I mean, should the United States reel back its commitment in any way to the U.N. as a result of this type of stuff?
It should. The U.N. is an organization that has been a great failure over the years. It doesn't do any of the things that its founders hoped it would do in terms of human rights or peace or international security. We spend billions of dollars there. There are 193 countries that are members of the U.N. The U.S. spends on the U.N. more than 183 of those 193 combined, not individually, combined. So one of the things we should do as a result of this is begin to spend less money there. We have better uses for our money. We should get out of some of the organizations that are just absolutely parodies, such as the UN Human Rights Council, which is a collection of the worst human rights violators, making sure nobody criticizes them. They criticize others. Their UN reform is a subject I would love to tackle seriously. It takes a lot of work to do. I think, well, President Trump has said he wants to do it. There's a lot in his agenda. But it can be done. We shouldn't be just throwing money to all these bad causes.
Cliff, do you think the reason that so many of these countries voted against us is because they don't think that there will be any repercussions? There haven't been any repercussions for so long that they just underestimate President Trump and think that they could do whatever they want.
Thing to do. You take the money from the U.S., you go along with these left-wing countries, you do what you're told to do, and you do what's fashionable, and that absolutely is a reason. Let me also make this point. I know they think they are doing a great favor for the Palestinians by taking this vote. They are actually not. Unless you believe that it's a great thing for the Palestinians to go through the next few generations without work, without an independent state, and strapping suicide belts on their kids. Because if you are ever to have a two-state solution, if you are ever to have that, and we have had a peace process for decades that has failed, the only way is to convince the Palestinians, look, you're not going to chase the Jews out of Jerusalem. You are not going to erase Israel from the map. You have to accept there's an Israel. You have to accept that this, whereas two-state solution means one state for the Jews, one state for the Arab Muslims of Palestine, and they live together in peace. Right now, all the UN is doing, what the Palestinian leaders and their friends are doing is saying, we don't need to make a deal. We can wait. We're delegitimizing Israel. Eventually, the international community, Myanmar and Yemen, they're all going to help us get the Jews out of the Middle East once and for all. If that's what you want to do, if you believe you can do that, then sacrifice generations of Palestinian kids. If you want a two-state solution, tell the Palestinians. They've got their capital, the Jews do, the Israelis do, in Jerusalem. You can have yours there, too, but you have to shake hands with those guys at some point.
Now, Cliff, I want to ask you about another story this week that's gotten a lot of attention in international stuff that the United States has dealt with, which is during the Obama administration, there's a new report out from Politico that suggests the Obama administration looked the other way on Hezbollah's drug trafficking in exchange for getting the Iran deal set up. This has caused it's shockwaves through Washington, D.C., and it's also caused a lot of former Obama officials to dispute the reporting entirely, calling it fake and trying to run away from it. As you've kind of looked through the reporting and seen all of this, how have you sorted it out?
Yes, it's a 13,000-word report. It is scrupulously reported by Josh Meyer in Politico. I find it very convincing. The attacks against it, the empire of Ben Rhodes and his friends striking back, has not been able to find any mistakes in the story. Essentially, they say, here's somebody who is anti-Iran deal, therefore you can't trust him, or here's somebody who is associated with a group that argued against the Iran deal, including my organization, therefore this must be fake news, this can't be real. I find it very credible, but I think because this is such a serious charge, the charge being that in order to get this deal with Iran, the Obama administration said, we're not going after Hezbollah's cocaine trafficking and its other criminal activities, then we should have a congressional investigation. The only thing you can say is, look, you don't find the smoking gun in the sense of a memo from President Obama saying, lay off Hezbollah, this criminal enterprise, this terrorist group that has killed Americans, we need to be a little bit soft on them.
Right.
But you're not going to find that. I think this is a serious piece, and I think it's Congress's job to find out if this happened, because if it did anything like the way Josh Meyer describes it in this, and people should read the story and decide for themselves, if it happened the way he describes, it's a pretty big scandal.
You know, you mentioned Ben Rhodes, Obama's former deputy national security advisor. He was, he's been spearheading sort of the attacks on this Politico piece. But you remember back to what Rhodes has said about his own role in the Iran deal. He said to the New York Times last year that he was basically tricking reporters who, quote, literally know nothing into helping him to create, quote, an echo chamber in order to get the Iran deal through. I mean, amazing stuff that basically he was like spinning these guys on nonsense in order to push the Iran deal through. And this is the guy who's trying to attack the credibility of the Politico report.
Exactly right. And he was a brilliant spinmeister in many ways, but he also had, for the most part, a press that was very eager to accommodate him with whatever spins he had. There is no question that it was a huge priority for him and for President Obama to get a deal with Iran. Initially, the administration said, look, a bad deal is worse than no deal. At the end of the day, they decided that a bad deal is better than no deal, and they went with a bad deal. And the question is, how much, and there's a lot, how much did they give the Iranians for that? That they gave them billions of dollars, including pallets of unmarked bills on a plane, we know that. That they have been against and are still against a lot of them. I'm free. We have not been able to get sanctions on other matters aside from the nuclear deal, which the Obama administration always said we would. President Trump would like to have that. For example, terrorism's, they are sponsoring terrorism. They should be sanctioned for that. Missile programs, developing missiles that can carry nuclear weapons, have no other purpose. We're not sanctioning them properly for that. I wish Congress would, but they can't seem to get it through.
All right.
Democrats are blocking it.
All right. Thank you, Cliff May. It is sort of weird that Ben Rhodes is a master's in creative writing and was a national security advisor.
That is his skill.
That's
very creative. It's
kind of crazy. Thank you, Cliff May. Good to have you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witt.